If you have some type of seals on a kli, you're going sheet or table migdal, some type of box, chest. It's not sealed off with a padlock, but there's a rope that's tied around and knotted around it. That's the thing that seals it. You'll even cut the rope, even though right now it's a seal, but since it's not mamish part of the kli, that type of poor quality stira on Shabbos is permitted since it's in a kli. If it's in the karka, it's a different story. But here we're talking about a kli, and also it says you let it unravel the rope. Mishabru says it's not good to unravel things that twine together, because the Rambam holds that is an issur. This is why many people are mafmir not to open up tie bands. You have this piece of metal with paper around it. If you twirl it a few times, also, that's not recommended to open it up on Shabbos. You could just wrap it around and then unwrap it. The daf gang kshiras chevel kiyotzivoy. The type of seal you let it break is something like a rope, which is not the kli itself. If you have an actual lock, which is made out of wood, or a metal lock, also left key of the Shabbat, you can't break that lock. But that's already considered a kli gomer, and we learned before, you're not allowed to break a kli gomer. Okay, l'na m'shach b'nyu gomer z'tiru k'mura. Tam zeh. Also, l'hasi atzirim shekoyim gonzis. Shachoy atevis. You're not allowed to take out the hinges from a kli. Some say it means actually removing the hinge, and others say it means even if you have the pin that's holding the hinge together, take the pin out. Some that's mamish became part of the kli, you're not allowed to take it apart, even if never hamavteach. If you lost your key, you're not allowed to do that. Ish matirim bazu. There are those that are making on this situation, because you're not breaking anything, you're just removing this hinge or the pin from the hinge. Mr. Bruce said, don't learn from here, you're allowed to put the hinge in and nail it in. That's definitely considered fixing up the kli. The Maisi brings other opinions, also similar idea, that breaking the hinges is a bachlekes, and therefore, if it's necessary, you should ask a goy to do it. In respect to Amir Lakan, we rely on this. Mishabru means that those that say this is also using the goy is only in a case where he'll have a big loss, or he has a very strong concern about the situation that this chest remains locked.